now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's called the silent killer, and it kills right in the home. As Michigan Carbon Monoxide Safety and Awareness Week kicks off today, Consumers Energy warning residents to be aware of the dangers of this colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas that is fatal. To talk about what we should look out for, I'm joined by Dan Bishop, the Public Information Director at Consumers Energy. Welcome to the program, Dan.
Well, thank you, Mike.
So what is carbon monoxide, and why do we have this stuff in our homes?
Well, this is something that comes up every year about this time when the furnaces are really kicking on. Carbon monoxide is the incomplete combustion of any kind of fuel, basically. Part of the fuel might be consumed, part of the fuel is not complete in the combustion process. That can produce an insidious, poisonous, odorless, and colorless gas that can get into your home and can cause all kinds of problems.
Now, can there be a slow leak that causes like long-term but non-fatal symptoms?
Yeah, there sure could be. And the degree of the poisoning, of course, would depend upon the leak, the intensity of the poison gas itself. So that can be a problem. There are some health symptoms that would show up if there is a slow leak. These would be like a severe headache, a sense of fatigue or nausea would also show up.
I see. So, but the problem is, you know, that could be caused by so many things in life. It'd be hard to pinpoint that specifically to carbon monoxide. So, what is it that a family should do about this? I mean, it sounds like something that could happen really to anybody.
Well, it really can, and you know, unfortunately, in this country, we have about 500 deaths each heating season attributable to carbon monoxide. And gosh, about 15,000 people are hospitalized for it. So this time of year, you know, we're thinking about our smoke alarms, and people are pretty good about checking the batteries to make sure that their smoke alarm detectors are current and energized. It's also a really good idea for your family to have a carbon monoxide detector, at least one, and having one in your house would ensure that it could detect, you know, the presence of carbon monoxide.
Now, you say is the furnace then the primary point of carbon monoxide poisoning in most cases?
Well, in most cases, it's probably the furnace, but it also could be a gas-fired hot water heater, as an example. Even a fireplace, though, any kind of fuel that's being burned and there's an incomplete combustion of that can, in fact, produce carbon monoxide. So if you do have a CO detector, it's an awfully good idea to put that in an area, maybe near your furnace, put it up high because the CO gas tends to rise, and that can detect CO.
I see. And are they expensive, these units? Or?
Well, they're not too expensive. You want to get a good one, though, Mike. Years ago, there was a CO detector that simply changed color, and if you're awake and it's daytime, that's great. But if it's in the middle of the night and it's producing CO and it's changing color, your family won't know about that. So if you're going to invest in a CO detector, get a good one. Get one that's approved by Underwriters Laboratory. Consumers Energy recommends one that's got that's electric. It plugs in. It's got a battery backup. With a loud audible sound, and also a light is a good idea. So the more money you spend on a CO detector, the better off your family will be.
I'm talking to Dan Bishop, the Public Information Director at Consumers Energy. So ultimately, we're talking about an issue of ventilation, not necessarily then a situation where the equipment is malfunctioning, but rather the outlets are somehow blocked.
Well, it is a ventilation problem. But it also could be a blocked heat exchanger, for example, in your furnace. So there could be some kind of a malfunction, for example, with your furnace. If you think you've got a problem, it's an awfully good idea to get your furnace checked by a licensed contractor this time of year and make sure that it's operating properly.
And in terms of how quickly carbon monoxide affects a person, I mean, is there an amount of time that someone can begin to sense that they might be in danger and react, or does it typically take over very quickly and knock somebody right out?
Well, from what the medical experts tell us, Mike, the CO can displace the oxygen in your blood system, and it can happen fairly quickly. So maybe folks are asking themselves, what would be signs of CO poisoning in my family? Headaches that are kind of coming out of nowhere that are pretty intense and painful. A sense of nausea, where no one really has the flu. A sense of fatigue and wanting to sleep could all be symptoms of carbon monoxide. And, the beauty of, spending $100, for example, buy a good CO detector, it can detect this gas, and it can also give your family some peace of mind.
I know these canary in mines to detect poison gases. I mean, do animals or birds, are they able to pick up on carbon monoxide and react to it somehow?
I apparently dogs can, or, animals in the house, could be affected by this. That could be in play also.
Gotcha. So this is Michigan Carbon Monoxide Safety and Awareness Week, and it is a week to remind everybody to watch out for carbon monoxide and get a detector and to keep your family safe. Dan Bishop, the Public Information Director at Consumers Energy, thank you very much for joining me.
Mike, thanks for having us.